During the coronavirus pandemic, Arts Build, the nonprofit here in the Chattanooga area, has been helping artists hit hard by job losses and canceled gigs. Rodney Van Valkenburg is vice president of Arts Build.
Rodney, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Tell us the latest at Arts Build, starting with the emergency fund for artists.
Sure. Arts Build is our community's arts council, arts funding organization. So really, this is a time where the community turns to organizations like Arts Build for help, for guidance, to deal with crisis situations. And we're certainly in that crisis mode. One of the sectors of the community that has really been hit very hard by the COVID crisis is our artists and the arts organizations, but particularly individual artists. Nationally, the unemployment rate for artists is 60%, according to Americans for the Arts. It's been a huge impact. Matter of fact, I'll just throw out for artists and arts organizations, the impact of the COVID crisis has resulted into a loss of almost $2 million for our local community. And nationally, it's like $4 billion. $4 billion nationally has had a negative impact on the economy. So one of the things that we at Arts Build, one of the first things we did was realizing how hard hit individual artists who, like all people who are self-employed people, that their work just dried up. And so we wanted to really find a way to answer that. So we repositioned some funds to create an emergency artist fund to provide $500 grants. And we collected some additional fundings from foundations and generous members of the community. And I'm proud to say that to date, we have funded 88 artists, individual artists, up to $500. So we're very proud to have given that support.
That support goes on, and you need the support to continue providing that support.
Exactly. So we're still raising money to keep that fund going. Right now, we're not accepting applications until we replenish that fund some more, but certainly it's been a major impact, and $500 goes a long way when you don't see all your other income is dried up. And certainly, you know, the longer this goes on, the more the need becomes. So these are like many self-employed individuals that they really relied on job after job, having either gigs playing for local restaurants, for instance, or teaching classes. So we had a lot of requests from artists that were teaching classes, and that just all dried up. Or they were going to show their art in festivals around the country. It's like for everybody that the blanket was just yanked out from underneath everybody. And that loss of income is just very disastrous, as that is their only sense of income.
Let's talk about how Arts Build has been gathering artists and arts groups and keeping them connected in our community during this time.
We've been meeting once a week virtually on Zoom Fridays, and actually we've now opened it up. It's been so popular, we've opened up to the general public. So if you check Arts Build's Facebook page, you can just register and join the conversation. It's every Friday morning at 10:30 for about an hour. And it's a way for us. Initially, we were talking about issues about helping artists and arts organizations apply for the small business loans. Also, we're providing lots of information to self-employed artists about unemployment and arts organizations, how they would perhaps handle if they had to furlough different artists and their employees. So we've provided that professional development. But then that kind of changed and grew to sharing what people are doing in the community to help people cope with the COVID crisis. So it's not just about looking inward towards the arts community needing help, but how can the arts community help the Chattanooga community overall?
What are some examples of that in action that we might have seen in the media, especially social media?
Well, we have Mark Making is a great example. Mark Making made cards. They engaged a spoken word artist, Erica Roberts, to create a poem, and they created original artwork to create these cards as a thank you to the first responders. It's been a very successful project. There's been different organizations, Art 120, and also the Heart Gallery have provided art kits, particularly Art 120 to provide these kits along with Glasshouse Collective to students at Hardy Elementary School. So the students, of course, need to keep occupied. They've missed their visual art class in school. And so they provided some of these art kits that are art supplies so that they can continue to stay active through the arts, which is a very positive way to keep active during these times. Those are some great examples of really stepping up and reaching out and helping our community.
And you talk about how important it is to project that positivity through the arts at this time, what it's like to cope. You have been working for the arts for a long, long time, and you've seen tough times for the arts, but nothing quite like this.
I've been in Chattanooga now for 37 years, so this took me back to 2008. I was working at Arts Build or Allied Arts at the time in 2008 during the recession. But this is so different because even during 2008, everything didn't just come to a halt. Even though it was a recession, we kept open and we kept busy and we kept producing. But this is the first time that any of us can remember of just everything coming to a halt. And what we're finding is that the arts provide great therapy because the arts help you try to make sense of what you can't make sense of. You know, you can't put things into words about what you're thinking, what you're feeling. It's sometimes difficult to come out with the exact words to explain what's going on. And we find that through the arts that people are able to communicate their thoughts and feelings in this positive way to share what's going on. So it's very important that that happens. Also, a very important part of this is also looking at the economic impact that in addition to the arts being therapeutic and helping us deal with these cases, we also have to be very much aware that the arts are a huge economic driver, that the arts are important to get open because once you have the arts open, the people going to the theater center, going to the Hunter Museum, going to the symphony, that it's not just supporting those organizations, but when people go to those events, that they are spending money in restaurants, they are paying for parking, they are spending money. So it really does have a huge economic impact, which typically is about $170 million each year to support our local economy, if you add everything up.
Where can people go online to follow everything that Arts Build does?
You can go to our website, which is artsbuild.com. So artsbuild.com, which has all the information right there. Our Facebook page is always very active. It's a great resource. So we look at it not just to talk about Arts Build, but if you want to know the most recent research and information about what's going on in the community, it's great to check out our Facebook page, our Arts Build Facebook page.
Rodney, thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having me. This has been great to share with you.